This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A member of the committee that organizes Hong Kong's annual candlelight vigil for the victims of the Tiananmen Square crackdown was arrested earlier today on the 32nd anniversary. The arrest and a ban on the vigil for a second year comes as Beijing attempts to crush pro-democracy activism in Hong Kong, which has been the last place on Chinese soil where the June 4, 1989 event was publicly commemorated. Thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol the city's streets today to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The annual June 4th vigil in Hong Kong's Victoria Park, the world's largest, is widely seen as a symbol of the former British colony's democratic aspirations and desire to preserve its way of life from mainland China. Authorities have warned that anyone taking part in unauthorized assemblies risks time in prison. Tokyo is donating more than 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccines to Taiwan, according to Japan's foreign minister, as Taipei struggles to secure the shots, accusing China of interference. The move is likely to stir controversy with Beijing, which views democratic and self-ruled Taiwan as its own territory and works to keep the island democratically isolated. The vaccine does come at a time Taiwan is battling a sudden surge of cases after having one of the world's best pandemic responses. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the U.S. will donate an initial allotment of 25 million doses of surplus vaccine overseas through the United Nations-backed COVAX program. The vaccines will help with shortages in South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. The White House has announced plans to share 80 million doses globally by the end of June, most through COVAX. The White House did not say when the doses would begin shipping overseas, but the press secretary said the administration hoped to send them as quickly as arrangements can be made. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. The deal between a new eight-party coalition is not done yet and still has to go before the Israeli parliament. Meantime, a U.S. State Department spokesman said the United States' ironclad support for Israel will continue regardless of what government is in place. Netanyahu is facing the prospect of an end to his 12-year run as prime minister. The United States expects to have a sixth round of indirect talks on reviving compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and probably more. A State Department spokesman said Thursday hurdles remain after the fifth round of talks that concluded on Wednesday, even as he did not rule out the possibility of an agreement in the next round. The spokesperson said ultimately the objective is to ensure that Iran is once again subject to the most stringent verification and monitoring regime ever negotiated. That's what the 2015 GPA imposed. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018, arguing it gave Iran excessive sanctions relief for inadequate nuclear curbs. President Biden wants to restore the pact nuclear limits and, if possible, extend them. President Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding a Trump-era list of Chinese companies blacklisted for their alleged ties to the country's military. The executive order listed 59 companies involved in surveillance technology, which the White House has said it's used to facilitate repression or serious human rights abuses, which undermine the security or democratic values of the United States and its allies. Thursday's announcement is the latest round of sanctions against China the Biden administration has announced since January. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote, VOA News.